actually. I think it's a kick forwards into the right.
Is that intentional runner? It's going to get there. Oh, excuse me. Look at this one.
This could be close. This could be really close.
Neil, you ever been to Scottsdale, Arizona?
No, closer to been to Southern California.
I'd rather be dead in California than alive in Arizona.
So would I.
I will keep the Arrested Development jokes running for the next 3 weeks. We do have boots on the ground at Scottsdale. We'll talk to Howard Sparks, the fourth, who is at the tournament at the moment, enjoying, at this moment, he's on 16. So we're recording this before the tournament ends because we have Super Bowl plans. Because we have friends. We might be joined by our third guest, Tucker, as well. He's currently using our laboratory. But a really good tournament so far. Kind of upset that John Rahm has shot himself in the foot a few times on Sunday.
Yeah, that's upsetting.
How are you thinking, Neil?
How am I thinking? Yeah, I'm liking it. It's a good leaderboard. It's tight race. I like it.
That's all you got?
That's all I got. You're usually the info guy. I usually just add some color.
I'm really happy with how Scotty's performing. He really wanted, this is for number one in the world. The winner of today between Scotty and John was going to get number one in the world as long as one of them won, with Rory not doing so hot. So really happy for Scott. He said, I'm him once again. He also just loves this golf course, obviously won last year. Really happy for Nick Taylor and Adam Hadwin, the Canadian boys, growing up. It's not a President's Cup year, but you know they're always getting ready. The next President's Cup will be on Canadian soil, Royal Montreal, I believe.
Really?
So maybe we'll go to that?
I do love Montreal.
Might as do I.
One of my favorite places.
So really excited to see what they do. I'm also sporting the Banty flagstick hat, as you might have noticed, and my vest.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a Banty vest, but I like this vest. And if you can go to the Banty website and use promo code 1OVER, you can save 10% on this hat, just as an FYI. We want to wish our friend Cork the best of luck. In about an hour, his Chiefs will be playing Billy's Eagles in the Super Bowl. What's your Super Bowl pick today, Neil? Any fun bets you got going?
I got my office pool where I got 4-1, so I'm gonna go Eagles 24, Chiefs 31.
Okay, I've got a few good numbers as well. I don't remember the squares that I have, but some good ones. I've got purple as the Gatorade of choice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got tails never fails. And I've got the over on the anthem. And then a few props on receiving yards.
That's a good group.
I won't
I like
name names.
Group.
I don't want to jinx anything.
I like that group.
After commercial, we are going to talk about the rest of this tournament. Talk about Rory's ridiculous shot on Thursday. Talk about Ricky Fowler's ace. And just a few more news and notes from the weekend. Obviously, the streaker, we will have to discuss that as well. So stay tuned after commercial for some more coverage of the tournament. All right, back from commercial. Neil, I know you saw the Rory shot on Thursday because I tweeted it and you brought it up because you thought it was Tiger.
I did.
Which is crazy. Tiger's.
Well, anytime I see like crazy shot content, usually it's that man. Usually it's Edric Woods.
There's one big difference between Rory and Tiger.
It was in shadow.
Okay. Okay. I came home from work and we were talking about it. I was confused as hell listeners.
Hey, I'm taking in your content. Is that not enough?
I just thought it was funny. One of the best recovery shots I think I've. I mean, it was Tiger-esque. I'll give you that. The way he got. I apologize. We're actually watching the tournament right now, our eyes might be away from.
It's
the
a heck of an approach
from Nick Taylor.
Well,
this tournament is wow. That was
oh wait, whoa, wow!
This is a good live reaction to Nick Taylor's tee shot on 16.
That's a tough break.
That's a tough break. Still got a tournament here. I'd like to say Scotty has this one in the bag, but there's still a lot that could happen. Anyway, that shot by Rory against the fence to get it like 10 feet below the hole with the wind absolutely whipping behind his back is one of the best recovery shots I've ever seen on tour. Couldn't believe that that was on a Thursday. I was in the office and that came through and God, I didn't get anything done for about half an hour.
Lost in the sauce?
Got lost in that sauce. Speaking of lost in the sauce, the PGA Tour coverage this week. Tom Kim's 5-iron on the 13th, I believe. It's either the 4th or the 13th. One of the par 5s. Credit where credit is due to CBS once again. Yeah. Staying hot with their coverage. That hot mic, or not hot mic, he knew he was on mic. JT got hot mic this week, which is also funny. But incredible stuff letting him just walk through his process. You know, disgusting that he can choose whether to hit a 5-iron, 200, 205, or 215.
It's hard to imagine.
That makes no sense to me. And he did it perfectly. One of the best shots they've gotten on that coverage setup so far. Hope they keep it rolling. John Rahm also got caught off by the slope on 16. Let's see if Scotty can get it close. No, he's... Oh, they're all three in a tough spot on 16. Yikes. We still got a ball game here.
We do. I like this. Is kind of a good new angle here, actually reacting.
Oh, I like the live reaction. Maybe we do this more. Yeah. And also, you know, help us wrap up earlier. What else did I say we were going to talk about? The streaker. Neil, how much money would it take for you to streak at a professional sporting event? Completely naked. That guy had underwear on, but...
I think you got to go 7 digits. I don't think I could do less than 7.
To get you to streak...
$1 million.
Completely naked at... What if I give you underwear?
Maybe 500K. Maybe.
If you give me underwear and... and I don't know.
Do I avoid jail time? I can't come back to the venue, obviously.
Yeah, you're never going back to the sporting event for the rest of your life.
Am I going to prison?
I'm going to give you 3 days in jail. I feel like that's a typical, like, don't do that again. Like, ha ha ha, slap on the wrist jail crime for, like, a stupid college-age person.
Yeah, so what are you saying?
$40,000?
$40,000? You're going in your underwear at the waist management open?
Half a year. Yeah, dude, that's... There's not much that $40,000 couldn't get me to do at this point.
I don't believe
it. I'm covered for... Our rent is paid.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah.
All
right. Tucker, how are you?
I'm well, Tom.
All right, awesome. Next episode, Tucker will join us to talk about Netflix's Full Swing, which will be debuting this week, so we're going to preview that. Thanks. Swing it like a boomerang, a tank, come around, round, wanna hit the top, top. Ooh, the lolly, lolly. Chip, puck, you know what's the big whoop? When I play my game, and then I make my mama proud. Woo. Smash, bang, you gotta hit the ball far, then the crowd goes, woo. Then you hear the, ooh, the lolly, lolly. Treat, treat. I want my birdies all day long, let the bogeys go, it's a hey. Ooh, the lolly, lolly, hey. You wanna play with the pros now? Hey. You gotta hit it in the hole now? Hey. You wanna reach that top, yeah? Hey.